When I come to the mart, I was 75 years old. At the time, I hadn't expected to go back to work, but well, I'd owned some Enron, drank a little more than I should. Betty dying. Now, my neighbor Fred, he said, you ought to go to work at the mart. It ain't hard, gets you out of the house. And I went down there and I told him I didn't want no indoor job. No, I didn't want nothing to do with being no toothless greeter, smiling, putting stickers on things. I wanted to be outside. Now, I didn't mind. I didn't care about the weather. I wanted to be a cart wrangler. Management didn't think I'd be able to keep up. Heck, what was there to keep up with? I can push a shopping cart. I can push a row of shopping carts just as good as any kid. As a matter of fact, I taught those high school kids a few tricks. How to balance and ride a cart around a corner. How to make sure a bent basket don't get caught in the middle of a row. How to bend back a bent wheel and do it my way. Well, you'd have time for a smoke. Out of the corner of my eye, even on the first day, I noticed there was one cart that wasn't nestled in with the rest. Now, you chase it down, roll it on over, line it up, and the next thing you know, why, the cart would be just a little ways off, sitting there off next to the drinking fountain. Well, next time you look, it'd be way out in the parking lot, squeezed between a minivan, SUV. Cart 437. Well, it didn't take me long to get a little bit of a reputation. Now, I was the guy who'd go ways out of his way to get the last cart. And most mart employees wouldn't bother. They just wanted to go home and get their ears pierced or their butts tattooed. But if there was a cart out there, I was going to go get it and bring it in. Now, I'd be the guy who'd push two or three wayward carts back across the dirt path of the vacant lot next to Kentucky Fried. The little wheels catching and dragging. I'd be the one to bother to check out by the dumpsters. I'd be the guy who'd hike out to the last light pole and make sure none was missing. More often than not, I'd find cart 437 out by the last curb, by the stop sign, facing west toward the interstate. Now, come on, 437, I'd say. Come on. And I'd gently pull and turn around, and I'd push her back across the lot, Parker, squeezed in the middle of a row between a number of sleeping carts. That ought to keep you out of trouble, I'd say. Well, next morning, cart 437 be out by the garden shop, next to a plastic wheelbarrow, facing west. Now, Dell, the assistant night manager, hey, aren't they almost always named Dell? Well, he said he'd been watching me. He liked my work, and I could look forward to a 5-cent-per-hour raise after 6 months. Well, that's 40 cents over an 8-hour day. Big bucks, if it's 1932. Of course, the mart never hardly had to hand out those big raises. Most cart wranglers only last 2-3 months at the most. But for me, it wasn't about the money. I was prepared to hang on as long as necessary. In the spring, I caught up with cart 437 over by the Hy-Vee grocery store. Our parking lot connected with theirs. A number of our carts were pushed into the drainage ditches or shoved into the bushes by the side of the road. I found out that the bag boys and some produce kids from Hy-Vee were stealing my carts, joyriding and abusing them. Well, I went over there. I went over there on my time. I didn't care if I got paid. I didn't want to make a fuss. Me and the manager of the Hy-Vee, well, we had words. He said, well, he didn't think it was any big deal. The kids playing with the mart's carts. Boys will be boys. They doesn't mean nothing by it. I said, rustling is rustling, pure and simple. Now, what was he going to do about it? Well, he shrugged his shoulders. He smirked. He looked like that Carl Rove. Like those guys that smirk. I'm not a violent man, but I pulled out the pellet gun. I got out of sporting goods and shot the Coke machine right next to him. Bam! Just to prove a point. Well, a few nights later, I was bringing in a long line of carts from around the pharmacy entrance, and Dale, hey, if they're not named Dale, they're named Don. Well, Dale said, could he have a word? And I said, I was busy. What did he need? He said, he wanted to give me a piece of advice. So this pasty, overweight, 28-year-old Bolden child with a logo of a rock band tattooed on his forearm was going to give me some advice.
don't take this job so serious, he said.
I said, mister, I take everything serious. I was thinking about cart 437. It rolled somehow uphill around the corner, across the street from the south exit. Now, it's a quarter mile or more, as the crow flies. Didn't take a brain surgeon to figure cart 437 was thinking about making a break. Dell said he thought it might rain. Did I know there was an opening for greeters? I said I didn't know nothing about that. I went back in the seasonal department, grabbed a banana and a raincoat, and started to head on out. Got held up once again by Dell asking me if I knew anything about a goddamn Coke machine with a bullet in it. I said I didn't know anything about that neither. Then he made me sweep aisle 9. Then I went on after cart 437. Well, it's been 6 days. I finally caught up with 437 at a gas and go next to a strip mall a little west of Easton. Now, at first I thought 437 must have got out on the highway there somehow, been rolling along the emergency lanes of the interstates to get this far out, but then I realized that the parking lot is like an unbroken inland sea, from the mart to the malls to the mega malls spreading like fjords to the strip malls across the plains. You can get any way you want by going nowhere. I lean on somebody's Ford for a moment, light up Marlboro, flick the match onto an oil stain at my feet. I figure this parking lot might just go all the way around the world. I got cart 437 loaded up with little Debbies and beer. I got me an extra shirt, so I figure we're going to have to return to the mart eventually, but it's a cloudless day, and we just might take the long way around.